This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. A week ago, the question was, will the government really shut down? Today, we ask if any end is in sight. House Republicans and Senate Democrats continue to spar over who's being more unreasonable. And as NPR's Elsa Chang reports, Republicans now face questions about foregoing pay and foregoing staff.
Hundreds of thousands of federal workers were forced to figure out this week just how many paychecks they can afford to skip. In a show of solidarity, at least 150 lawmakers now say they're going to give up their pay, too. And the ones who wouldn't soon learn they touched a nerve. Take Republican Renee Elmers of North Carolina, who spoke to a TV station back home, WTVD, early this week.
I need my paycheck. That's the bottom line. And I understand that maybe there are some other members who are, you know, deferring their paychecks, and I think that's admirable. I'm not in that position.
Elmers had voted to defund the Affordable Care Act as a precondition for keeping the government running, and her comment drew furious reactions. But on Friday, she reversed course, deciding she'd surrender her pay after all. As the shutdown persists, so will the question of how much of the burden members of Congress will individually bear. For example, how much of their own staff are they willing to furlough? Unlike the executive branch, where specific rules designate who's essential and non-essential, members of Congress can furlough at their discretion. Republican Lynn Westmoreland says his office is operating at half capacity now.
I told everybody, I said, look, I don't want anybody here to think they're non-essential. But at the same time, we're going to have to share some of the pain.
To furlough or not to furlough? It's a touchy question around here. Many House members didn't respond to calls or emails asking how many of their staff members were showing up this week. One House member, Republican Kerry Bentivoglio, simply walked away when I tried asking him. And then there was Republican Steve King of Iowa, who's not furloughing a single soul on his staff and isn't hiding it. King's one of about 30 House Republicans who are determined to use the spending fight as a way to end Obamacare.
We don't know how this is going to emerge. We don't know what kind of demands we're going to have. And so I want to make sure that we have people here to answer the phones, to respond to the needs that we have, to deal with any legislation that we might be able to work.
I asked King, but what about optics? Might it look like he's insulating himself from the effects of the shutdown to have his full staff around?
This is a decision made to get this job done. And, you know, we're in a battle here. So just imagine you're in a battle. Would you say, I'm going to send you all home on leave? I mean, I could do that. I could furlough all of my employees. I could put the roll of phones over to recording, and I don't even have to walk into my office. I could just wait for somebody to make a decision and come in here and vote. That's the easy way out.
And King says it's a good thing he kept his staff around. They're working harder than ever this week. Though from the looks of it, Congress isn't getting any closer to resolving its spending feud. The House has spent the last few days passing smaller individual spending bills to fund specific things like national parks, the NIH, veterans programs, and disaster recovery. But Senate Democrats keep rejecting each and every one of the bills, pointing out the original Senate proposal, still awaiting a vote in the House, would fund all these programs, not just some. Here's Chuck Schumer from New York.
How can Speaker Boehner stop the Republican shutdown? Just vote. Because everybody knows if he put the bill on the floor of the House, it would pass.
But as of Friday, Speaker Boehner was still demanding a chance to sit down and have a discussion about bringing fairness to Obamacare. Senate leaders and the White House continue to say there will be no such negotiations until the government reopens. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.